Now, you've had the opportunity to play with many musicians over the years. Is there anyone that you haven't performed with or worked with that you would like to, if you could?
Well, we never shared the stage with The Who, and they were a big influence on Styx as well. And so, I mean, that would be a great thing, but I don't think they're necessarily bringing support acts with them, although who knows? I mean, they probably will never do that, but that would be fun for us to do that. And Eric Clapton, I finally met Eric last year at the Crossroads in Chicago, and I told him how much he influenced me, and particularly his Crossroads guitar solo from the Live at the Fillmore record, which I had slowed down to half speed on my parents' turntable, because back in the 60s, turntables sometimes went below 33 and a third down to a half speed of that, where they used to make spoken records way back when. And so I took that Crossroads thing, and it would be an octave down, but it would be in the same key, but at half the speed, so I could actually figure out what the notes were he was playing, because it was too fast otherwise for me to figure it out. And I used that to learn how to sing, and I gave Eric this spiel when I met him, and he goes, well, you know, I made a huge mistake in that. So I go, really? He said, yeah, I get kind of off the beat. I said, well, good fool me, I never knew that. So it was kind of a, you know, something he felt was flawed was a profound influence on me. So it was great meeting him. And Lee, I'd be great to, and actually we would have been involved in last year's Crossroads thing, but we weren't available. So, because he appreciated when we went there in 2004 that we didn't ask for to be reimbursed for our expenses. We just thought, you know, look, this is a charity thing, and we're coming here on our own nickel to show our, you know, support.
Well, there's still time. You never know if your paths are going to cross with The Who or with Clapton, and that could happen. So my last question is a standard question that I always ask. If you weren't a musician, what would you be doing?
Well, there's many, many things that intrigue me, but right now I'd probably be unemployed like most of the rest of the men at my age who have had been doing the same thing for 30 plus years and have been replaced by some younger creature that that'll work for less money.
What I meant was, if you hadn't chosen this path, what would have been something else you would have done?
Tommy Shaw wrote Blue Collar Man at a time back in the late 70s when it really was a pertinent song. And we open the show typically with it these days. And it's such a powerful song that still, about, you know, a friend of his that was in the unemployment line and hated doing it, but that's what he was forced to do. Sometimes these songs, you just don't realize how relevant they will be 30 years later, and sometimes they're profoundly relevant from some turn of events that happened. So, no, I don't know. There's lots of things that interest me, and, some sort of being on the sideline of some sport thing would be great. But, I don't know, I'm fascinated by some of the advancements in medicine. There's so much that they're doing to sort of advance longevity, and so many people suffering from things they wouldn't necessarily need to suffer from. That I don't know. I might want to get into biomedical engineering, as aerospace engineering, which is what my degree is in. I think the jobs are very limited there, although that still does fascinate me. And someone asked me if what I really, really, really like to do, and I said, well, I'd like to be the 13th man to walk on the moon, and sit on top of that giant missile in that tiny little capsule and have them blast me up there and have a go at walking around the moon.
That's ambitious. I like that one. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to call in bright and early on a Sunday. And again, we are really looking forward to having you at WMGK's 11th annual Let Freedom Rock Fest.
Now, there are some other vampires like me that sleep very little. You're one of them, Kathy.
Well, sleep is overrated, right? You miss too much if you're sleeping. There's too much to do. It's a big, exciting world out there.
I'm having too much fun to want to go to bed. So
absolutely. All right, so we will see you on the 4th of July. For more information and more tour dates for Styx, visit styxworld.com. Thank you, JY.
Thanks, Kathy.